Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our lives and into our hearts. We need you. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your Spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your Spirit out. Oh Lord, Almighty God, we
Because if God said it, I believe it. By my faith, I shall receive it. So I'm standing on the promises. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give in. I'm not gonna turn around. I'm standing on the promises of God. Mm. I'm standing on the promises. Trusting in what God said. Holy clinging to the word that I have read. I'm not trusting in the strength of men, but I'm holding.
trace, quadro, cinco, seis. You know, counting my blessings. Yeah.
Haters keep talking, but I keep on walking the life that I'm leading.
Facts.
My body is healed, my mind is whole, I'm full of the joy. Yeah.
The
lost one I know, even when I'm weak, it's making me stronger.
The devil is defeated.
Can't win by faith.
Yeah, you know it's gonna work out.
Roman day, 20.
Yeah. I am for my amigos like I'm Quavo. Yeah. Stacking all these blessings like they're Legos. Yeah. I put my right hand on the Bible. Yeah. When the blessing came, I screamed, my God. They say you only live once, but I'ma die twice. First to my old way, second into my new life. Look at my new life, yeah, I got a new life. Go tell the devil I know that we're winning, and he know it's on sight. Winning.
He was saying this, he was saying this.
He's taking your saddest off. At the wheel in the middle of the week. John talked about it. In the book of the seven seals. Some call him the Rose of Sharon. Others call him the Prince of Peace. But tell me,
everybody come go.
riding morning star. Somebody said, long as I got can't see them. When you say that name, it's sweeter than a honeycomb. Is there anybody that knows the name I'm talking about? They're all a lot of great names. I heard of a man named Abel Lincoln. I heard of a woman named Harriet Tubman. Thank God for our first president, George Washington. I heard of Oprah, Tyler Perry, Kanye West. I've heard great places, the Alpha Tower. Oh my God, they got the Taj Mahal. But there isn't no name. There isn't no name that's greater. I know a lot of great things. I know a lot of great things. But there is a great name. Ooh. Look at your neighbor and say, ain't nobody greater. I tried my mama's name. I tried my daddy's name. I tried Bill's name. I tried a lot of things that have a name. But there is no name that is greater. There is no name. Well, not me, because he said, if you're watching, I tell you to give that name a great grace.
Y'all enjoying yourself tonight? Y'all enjoying yourself tonight? I got something y'all know, but we just flipped it a little bit. I think you're gonna enjoy this one. What?
Come on. I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares.
Cares for me.
I know.
Yes,
I do.
Holiness Church NSI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Ratcliffe.
God can use. I know he's able. I know he will. He fight my battle. If I stay still, you know I went in the valley. I didn't go to stay. So got happy. I stayed all day. If you don't believe, I've been redeemed. Just falling me down by the dirt and stream. I come to praise so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to praise so my God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to sing so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to sing so my God can use me anywhere and anytime. So God can use. I know he's able. I know he will. Fight my battle. If I be still, you know I went in the valley. I didn't go to stay. So got happy. I stayed all day. If you don't believe, I've been redeemed. Just follow me down by the Jordan stream. I come to praise so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to praise so my God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to walk so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I want to walk so my God can use me anywhere and anytime. Oh, so God can use. I know he's able. I know he will. He said to fight my battle. If I stay still, you know I went in the valley. I didn't go to stay. My soul got happy. I stayed all day. If you don't believe, I've been redeemed. Church falling me down by the dirty stream. I come to love so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to love so my God can use me anywhere and anytime. So God can use, I know he's able, I know he will. He said to fight my battle, if I be still, I win the valley, I didn't go to stay. My soul got happy, I stayed all day. If you don't believe, I've been redeemed. Come follow me, church, by the dirty stream. I come to praise so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to praise so my God can use me anywhere and anytime.
Amen, amen. Amen. I want to live so God can use me anywhere and anytime. Amen. May we give a lot to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's first in our life, to our blessed overseer and pastor, Pastor William Eli Ratcliffe, to our presider, overseer, Dr. Derek Sauls, and to every brother employee, evangelist, minister, deacon, saint, and friend. Those of you that have your Bible, we're going to move expediently and follow me to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. We're going to read verses 7 through 10. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verses 7. And the Bible, King James Version, reads as this: casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that he have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Amen. Amen. For a topic on the day, we're going to talk about it's above me now. It's above me now. In the about almost 3 years ago now, and as we were slowly trying to work our way out of the pandemic, a viral video went forth. And it was a woman who was trying to check into a hotel room to finally see her children graduate. And I think the woman was a little under the influence. But she went and she said some racially charged words to the black man working behind the counter. And so after he said those words, that young black man called his supervisor. And the supervisor said, give her money back and tell her to go find another room. So the young man went and gave her money back and told her to find another room. And as she got on the phone to find out there was no more rooms nowhere else because it was graduation season, she said, listen, if you give me another chance, I'm sorry. Just give me the room that I pay for. I pay you double. And the young man said, it's above me now. She said, well, you can do it. You're working at the computer. And the young man said, ma'am, it's above me now. She said, this doesn't make any sense. You can help me out. And the young man simply said, ma'am, you shouldn't have said what you said. It's above me now. And so that exchange went on for about a period of about 5 minutes. But at the end of the day, she had to leave that establishment. She called the police. She begged. She whined. She cried. But all the boy said was, "It's above me now." In essence, he was saying, "I don't have the authority to stop what's coming your way." He said, "I can accept your apology, but whatever you did has consequences, and it's above me now." Here in 1 Peter, Peter addresses, in his 5th chapter, he addresses the older saints, and then he addresses the younger saints. But in verse 7, he stops and addresses them both as a unit, because he wanted them both to understand that there is something that they're going to have to understand as life goes on. And what he wanted them to understand that it's above me now. So if you would give me a few minutes, I just want to give me about 3 points. And my first point would be, you got to keep a clear mind. Look at the neighbor. You got to keep a clear mind. Now, I last Sunday he was told that Deacon Hunter says he watches a lot of wilderness stuff. And I like to partake in those wilderness videos, too, on YouTube. And the writer in Peter says that the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, I want to tell you something about a lion. A lion don't attack straight on. When a lion gets you, you don't know it's coming. When a lion attacks its prey, the prey is not looking the lion in the eye. The lion, if you notice his skin and his color of his fur is so he can blend in with tall grass. And so a lion likes to get down and likes to crawl. And if you ain't paying attention, the lion be on you before you can even blink. And I like watching those videos because on those videos, the lion would be crawling and those impalas be down there eating, right? And all of a sudden, one impala head will pop up. And then all the other heads will pop up. And I don't know if they heard something, smelled something, or felt something, but they all start being in alert. And it's always that one impala that's so caught up in eating, is so greedy, and so in paying not attention. And that's the impala that lion get. And guess what? The other impalas don't stop by to help them out at all. And sometimes we get like that in life. You wonder why the devil always getting you, because you so distracted. Every time you turn around, you looking at mess, and you always distracted, got your hands in something. You always got your hands in something. You always got your hands in something else. You can't get so distracted that the lion creep up on you. Because I'm here to tell you, if the lion ever gets you, he ain't letting go. And I don't care how much mama, I don't care how much daddy, I don't care how much the pastor love you. Sometimes if you get got, you just going to get got. So at the end of the day, what I am saying is, you got to say, the Bible says stay sober and vigilant. Now, I know some of y'all are going to say, look, he's talking about drinking and smoking. You shouldn't be sober and vigilant anyway. But when it says sober, he wants you to have a what? Clear mind. That's why you can't answer the phone when everybody calls. The worst thing you can do is keep answering the phone when somebody calls you. Because some people calling you just to distract you. And guess what? If somebody calls you and ain't got nothing good to say at all, sometimes you just need to miss that call. You got to miss that call. You got to pay attention to the surroundings. And I'm going to say so. I'm going to tell the story. Then I'm going to my second point. I got an uncle. I wouldn't say uncle-in-law, but he's my uncle. My uncle, he's in Georgia. And when we was at my wife's family reunion, he was telling the story, talking about, you know, I stopped drinking before I got saved. And we said, why? He said, well, I was dating this, he was in the army, so I was dating this woman in Germany and got drunk and found out she was cheating on me. And her boyfriend beat me up. He said, I told myself if I wouldn't have been drunk, I wouldn't have got beat up. So he said, God taught me a lesson before he even saved my soul. I need to stop drinking. But you have to be sober and vigilant. My second point is, faith makes the difference. Somebody say faith makes the difference. Understand that everybody in this room is going through something. I don't care who you are. You're going through something. And the way that you go through it, how it differs from somebody else is because faith makes the difference. I'm going to tell you a quick thing. And I told somebody this on the phone just the other day. I said, now we both can pray. But there's a difference when you got faith in praying and when you wishing and hoping when you pray. The Bible says God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Now, you can sit back and hope that God's going to rain on you one day, or you can be like this. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things, what, shall be added unto you. There's a difference between wishing and hoping and praying and expecting an outcome. Faith makes the difference. I'm here to tell you, I am a firm believer that guess what? Two people can go to the same doctor with the same disease, and if one person has faith, they got a more expected outcome than the other person. I'm sorry to tell you, it's too many people that leave this earth taking the same pills that you're taking right now, and the difference is faith. Too many people are going through the same thing that you're going through, and they done lost their mind, and the difference is faith. Too many other people are children are doing the same thing your children are doing, and they can't even take it, and their children are getting locked up, and your child keeps getting chance after chance after chance, and guess what that is? It's faith. Don't fool yourself and think that it's just luck. No, you're not lucky. You need to be faithful. The Hebrew boys was facing the fiery furnace. What he say? They said, look, Nebuchadnezzar, our God is able, and if he didn't, don't mean that he can't. Oh, my God. See, that's faith. Faith is knowing God is able, even if he don't. Faith is saying, my God is able, even if he doesn't come through. I know my God can do it. And see, you got to understand, you got to have faith like your children got faith in you. That's why they always call you for money, because they don't never think you broke. Woo, my God. Your children never consider the fact that you ain't got money. They'll pick up the phone and say, I need, can I borrow, knowing they ain't going to pay it back. They got faith in you. It don't dawn across their head that you broke. It don't come across it. Why? Because mom and daddy always what? Got it. They got faith in you. And sometimes you need to have that faith in God. God, I'm not asking you if you can. I know that you can, and I want you to do it. Faith is always going to make the difference. He told them, he said, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You better understand something. You can't keep looking at people and being jealous when they get blessed. You better understand the same God passing out blessings over there can pass out blessings over here. The worst thing that you can do is get upset because somebody else got blessed. I gave this analogy one time when I used to be able to play basketball. I didn't like being the first. I used to come in the gym and call next. You know why I used to call next? Because I believed if I got on the court, I could win. I wasn't worried about who won the game before. I don't care about who was winning 2 minutes before I got there. I don't care about who was winning after I left. I knew that when I got on the court, I expected to win. And you need to be just like that when you see somebody get a new car. Oh, I'm next. You need to be just like that when somebody get a house. I'm next. You need to be just like that when somebody else's child gets saved. I'm next. You need to be just like that when somebody gets some money. I'm next. You need to be just like that when somebody get healed. I'm next. Spending so much time wondering why how somebody else got blessed, you missing yours. I just want to be next. And last but not least, let's go back to the seventh verse. And my last point is the title of this message. It's above me now. Verse 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Too many times we carrying stuff that we ain't got no business handling. So many times we're dealing with stuff that we ain't got no business dealing with. I gave you the analogy of the young man that was working behind the counter. And the young man said, the young man didn't argue with the woman. The young man didn't go back and forth. The young man didn't say, you call me such and such. The young man didn't say, ooh, you a racist. The young man did not say a mumbling word, but he picked up the phone and called his supervisor. And he said, "Supervisor, this woman done said something. How do you want me to handle it?" The supervisor said, "Give them their money back and say it's over." So the young man did not go and carry that thing. He said, "It's above me now." So many times we're praying about something and we still carrying it. We're praying about stuff and we still worried about it. We're praying about stuff and we still meddling in it. We're praying about stuff and we still want to fight it out. But God said, if you pray about it, it's above you now. Woo! He said, casting all cares because I care for you. I wish I had somebody say, I want it to be above me now. I want God to handle it. Because the truth of the matter is, if you could have fixed it, it would have been fixed a long time ago. The truth of the matter is, if you can handle it, you would never be going through it. But once you pray about it, leave it alone. Woo, my God. So many times you want to be the mouthpiece to fix it. And God said, if I wanted you to fix it, when you opened your mouth the first time, it would have been settled. Fussing and fighting with stuff. But you got to let them know it's above you now. Oh, yeah, they're going to do you wrong, but it's above me now. Oh, yes, they're going to talk about you, but what? It's above me now. I went down on my knees, and I told God about it. And one thing I do know, he still answers prayers. I don't have to get you back, but one thing I do know, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. It's above me now. It got to be above you. Because as long as it's in your hands, it's still in carnal hands. It has to be above you. We have to understand that God has a simple plan, and we just need to put ourselves in simple places. What God's simple plan is, you always can give it to me. Oh, my God. You can always give it to God. So many times we forget, you know, talent is a dangerous thing. God gives you a little piece of talent and you think your talent is doing something. God gives you a piece of education and you figure that you can figure out everything. God gives you a piece of ability and you feel like you can handle all of it. But the truth of the matter is, I wish Billy Hinton was here. He said, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The truth of the matter is that the little ability and talent that you do have can't bust a grape if God is not with you. The truth of the matter is all that thing that you felt like you were figuring out, you were just as dumb as a box of rocks. God had to give you something. You don't believe me? Look at Peter. God said, Peter, guess what? Didn't nobody tell you that, but it came from heaven. Why? Because Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, Peter, you ain't that smart. I know God dropped something. Oh, my God. We have to get to the point that we start giving something to God and say, it's above me now. I watched that video again last night, and I watched how that young man, that woman was crying. She called the police, and then when the police came, he said, it's above me now. He didn't answer the police questions. The police said, well, can we solve it? He said, it's above me now. The police said, well, can't we come to some type of agreement? He said, it's above me now. And sometimes, guess what? The devil tries to get you because he comes back to negotiate. But you got to tell the devil, it's above me now. Oh, my God, it's above me. You need to look at Job. What did Job say? Though he slay me, yet will I trust. It's above me now. My wife is dead. It's above me now. My friends, it's above me. My children died. It's above me. I'm sick in my body. It's above me. I don't have nowhere to trust. It's above me now. Because scientifically speaking, what goes up must come down. But spiritually speaking, what goes up can stay right there. Turn these things over to God because he cares for you. He cares for you. Sometimes we forget how much God cares. Sometimes we get so caught up in life we forget how much God cares. Cares for you. And here's my thing. I tell my children sometimes when they come home, I want them to look like they mine. Know what that means? You need to dress like I would have you to dress. You need to present yourself in a certain way because you mine. It matters to me how the world sees them. It matters to me that they don't see them looking crazy and all busted and disgusted. I might not have a bunch of money, but I have enough money to have you looking decent, and I don't care how old you are. So guess what? They get this, they got to quit. They go somewhere with me. I got to put on some clothes. If I'm like that with mine, what is God like that with you? Do you think God wants you walking around here bitten over, all broken up and pouty all the time? He called you a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. He called you the lender, not the borrower. He called you above and not beneath. He called you a royal priesthood. And, baby, if you walking around here looking anything else, you don't look like his child. I am sorry. People don't want to follow a Christian that's always complaining about something. You won't even go to a party if people ain't talking about it. Some of y'all have been saved a long time, but I remember them days. If you weren't there at the club when it first opened, you had to wait for the reviews. What was the music like? What was the atmosphere like? And when they bragged about it, you did what? You made sure you was there. Now we get in the church, want to look sad and ugly all the time, and think you want somebody to come on and go with me to my father's house. Why? You ain't never happy you invite people to church. You ain't never got nothing good to say, and you want people to come. Why? But when you give it to him, they see, Lord, his children had it crazy, but he still got a smile on his face because it's above me now. Lord, I know he getting paid the same thing. You know, the people at God know what you get paid. I know they tell you don't tell nobody, but they know what you get paid because they know what they get paid. Oh, my God. They look. I know what they check look like. They sit around here like they ain't got no bills. It's above me now. I ain't got no money to pay, so I ain't going to worry about it. I got a God. And then when you put stuff above you, the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. In my clothes, stop worrying, pray, and let it go. It's above me now.
Come on, let everything in hell breath do what? We will bless the Lord when, and his praises shall continually be well. Stand to your feet with your own mouth and in your own way. Let's give God some praise for his word. And let's give Elder Hunter for being the deliverer. If he says something you didn't like, don't get mad or ill with Elder Hunter. He just was like the postman. He's the one that put that notice in the box that you wouldn't expect it and didn't want to get. He's just doing what God had called him to do. Come on, give him another hand. The last thing he said was to pray and don't worry about it. And ask everyone to stand. If there'll be one that know that we all face an adversary. As Peter said, know your adversary, the devil. He walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. No one in here is exempt from evil. No one in here is exempt from hard times. We all have an adversary, the devil, Lucifer, the accuser, the evil one. He has names hid all through the Bible. But he's the one that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But there's a God that says the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God made a way with his son Jesus that we might have a right to the tree of life. And when it In the end, when it comes to it all, God has already made the way and gave us the victory. Come on, say, victory is mine. And we can pray. He said he will never leave us or forsake us, even unto the end of the world. So be encouraged from that message. But don't put yourself in the position like the woman at the introduction of the message. She, you know, there's a saying, sometimes people mouth, we'll write a check that our mouth can't cash. And your mouth can get you in a whole lot of trouble, because everything you say, not only do people hear it, but God hears it too. And he knows if you are real. He knows if you are a phony. He knows. So we can't get away from God. But when it comes to him, we must be honest. All our mistakes, all of our wrongs, he looks beyond our faults, and he sees our needs. He's just that good. So if there's one that desires to accept the Lord Jesus as Christ, as Lord and Savior, I ask you to come at this time. If there be one, if you can join by, you can come as a candidate for baptism. You can join by under watch care, Christian Experience, a full membership. There'll be one that wants to unite with Lincoln Park Holiness Church. We ask you to come. If there'll be one that wants to unite with God and obtain that salvation. And you don't have to worry about him saying, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You won't have to hear above me now. You can hear him say, come on in. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over men. We are imperfect people that serve a perfect Savior that loves us. Is there one? Are there any that desire special prayer? You, your family, your children, this city, this state, this world, our country, the streets, the byways, the back alleys. We need prayer. But one thing we need to be, we need to live a life where we can get a prayer through. We need to live so God can use us anytime and anywhere. But we have to think about it when we pray. Jesus told his disciples, whosoever shall say unto me, whosoever shall say unto you, to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in the thing he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And he said, whatsoever things ye desire when you pray, believe that ye shall receive them and ye shall have them. But this is the kicker. He said, but when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven will forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. So if you want to have a prayer that can get through, go by what the Word of God says. You must, as Jesus said, you must forgive one another as I have forgiven you. If you want a prayer to get through, you've got to come to the altar with a forgiving heart, with a forgiving spirit. It's not about what people did to you, not what they say about you, not what they are doing to you. Just forgive them. And when your prayer goes up, You don't have to worry about God saying it's above me now. He can say, I see your tears. I hear your cries. And I'm going to answer your prayer. So right now, whatever it is right now, let it go. If it's something that's blocking your blessing, let it go. If you are the one that's in the way and don't realize it, let it go. God will answer prayer. I'm going to ask Elder Demetrius Hunter to come and pray for those that desire special prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how. Give me thanks and praise for this day, this time, and this hour. God, in this place, you just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you because lines of communication are open. We say thank you, God. Thank you because you have a listening ear, you have a caring heart, and you have hands that are able. God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you because things may be going wrong, but you gave us another chance for you to turn it around.
Yes,
we want
Lord.
To say thank you. And the same power that woke us up this morning, the same power that led us to this place
my
of faith,
Lord.
God, we're asking for that same power to stretch forth. And we ask you to do it again. You healed before, heal again, God. You provided before, provide again, God. God, you delivered before, deliver again, God. God, you saved before, save again. And God, right now, you understand what we're in need of. You know what's on our hearts, and you know what's standing in front of us. You know what's behind us. We know where we have come from. And God, we ask that you make our way straight and make our sight clear. Let us see your blessings, even though we are in distress. Let us see your goodness, even though we are surrounded by trouble. Let us see you and give your name the praise. And right now, God, we say thank you in advance. We say thank you for what you're going to do through the darkness. We say thank you what you're going to do through our jobs. We say thank you what you're going to do in our home. We say thank you what you're going to do in our children. We say thank you for how you're going to turn it around. We're calling those things that are not as though they were. And God, we say thank you. God, you said let us men may see our good works and give your name the glory. So God, let what we're going through be a testimony for somebody else to know that God is still blessing. And God, as we depart from this altar, but not from your presence, we stand here on hallowed ground and we ask you to bless this ministry in a whole. God, the thing that we are attached to, the vine that we are leaning on and the vine that we have grew from, God, we ask you to bless it from the leader down to the babe. We ask you to increase it. We ask you to grow it. We ask you to let our fruit display. We ask you to bless us right now. And God, if you bless us, if you keep us, we know we shall be kept. And with confidence, we say, if you're ever our God, we can forever be your people. And we ask all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost. In Jesus' sweet name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. How many of you received that prayer?
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, #, Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
We're taking gorgeous music to another level. Catch the Wave, 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
All in.
comfort can afford. Oh my Lord, every day of my life I'm striving, striving along to face temptation. So hear me now, so mean, sinful way. Hardly a comfort can afford. Oh, my Lord, every day of my life striving, striving along to face temptations for turning out. Where could I, go but to the Lord? It makes me feel good. Yeah, tell me where could I go? Tell me seeking,
Let's do it some more. Come on, clap your hands. Clap them like you love the cheese. Clap them like you're born again. Come on, help me praise him. Come on, help me lift him. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift him up a little higher. And let's exalt his name. Magnify his name. Glorify his name. His name is great. His way is to be praised. High in his name. Healing in his name. Deliverance in his name.
Though you may be dealing with some trials and tribulations, always remember that God is right there by your side. This is what he said.
God said, I'll be there. Causing you pain, you know that you can call me. Well, I gave you my word that your cries would be heard. Don't hesitate to call me. Oh, I'll be there. Yes, I will.
and I wouldn't be
I got my heart. sets the road on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Live in Memphis 1, Hello Mother, Heavenly Choir. He was there all the time. I rise above it all. Fix it, Jesus. I've been struggling and straining. Ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and my sisters, put your hands together for the Canton Spirit Bowl! Yeah! Oh! Yeah! 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 Oh! Yeah! Yeah! Oh!
God bless you. God bless you.
When we fall.
One more time. Would it be all right?
Oh, let
him
pray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I need.
It ain't no harm
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
As sure as salvation.
when you finally found it, you found something you can groove on. I've had problems in my life. I've had some ups and had some downs, but I've finally found it. I've found something I can groove on. Oh yeah, woo, grooving on a good thing. Ain't no doubt about it, I'm grooving. I can tell about it, I'm grooving.
War and rumors of war. The man becomes so confused until he takes his own life. There was a rich man that was contemplating death. He was standing in an open window on the 8th floor. Oh Lord, before he jumped, he looked down, he saw a ragged man saying he needed out of a garbage can. He said, well, before I take my life, I'm gonna go down and talk to him. The rich man made his way downstairs.
Yeah.
Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network.
I'm so glad you died for me. I'm so glad you shed your blood for me.
Jesus.
can't help but give him glory. He's given us.
Jesus.
We can speak to that sickness and it will leave.
Jesus.
That's what he said in his word.
Yeah. Jesus.
He said, I've come to give you life more abundantly.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me. What he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
But I'm so glad he rose on the third day.
Jesus.
With all power in his hand.
Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. The powerful name of
Jesus.
The precious name, glorious name. Let your head up. The name of Jesus. Yes, it is. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
All through the day, sometimes I
Hold on.
Hold on.
In the valley. you're catching the wave where quartet music is alive and well.
Ooh, oh, got out of jail and you don't know what to do. Seems like everyone has turned their back on you. And your girlfriend's pregnant and she says she's having it, but ain't no money coming through. Yeah. Now there's a single mother at home trying to raise three kids alone. Working and going to school trying to make it on her own. She wants to start a business, but it takes so much to raise kids, and how will she ever find the time to provide the need? And I'm telling her,
don't you give up on your dreams.
Yeah, you'll find
the hope that you need. Things aren't as bad as they seem.
Just keep on fighting, y'all.
Just keep fighting, and you will be sure to
in the ghetto with no place else to go. He wants to be a doctor, but everyone keeps saying no. But I have a solution that will settle this confusion. You can be whatever you want to be. So I'm telling you,
don't you give up on your dreams.
Don't you give up, no.
You'll find the hope that you need.
The sun is gonna shine.
I tried Jesus.
somebody all right in pain.
I tried the Lord.
Somebody out there today.
I tried Jesus.
Maybe I'll doze today.
I tried the Lord.
Somebody out there.
I tried Jesus.
Might have a child on drugs.
I tried the Lord.
But I recommend Jesus.
I'll speak. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We here at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church invite you to come join in with us at NFIRadio.com every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. for powerful preaching, teaching, and praise. Join in with us with Reverend Thurlin Kearney and catch the wave.
Hello again. I'm Angela Breedlove, inviting you to join me as I interview gospel recording artists around the world on location Mondays and Fridays at 12 noon on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Catch the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Oh,
Some of y'all may remember this song. I've been down to my last dime. I've been out as far as a man can go. But the Lord never left me. He stood by my side. Surely, God will, He will provide. Let me see a raise your hand. Can I get it with you? Let me say it again. I've been down to my last time. Yes, I have. I've been out as far as a man can go. For the Lord never let me. Thank you, Jesus. For He stood right by my side. Surely, surely, God will. Everybody.
Surely, surely, the Lord will.
Yes, He will. Anybody know that God will provide for you? Let me see you raise your hand. Raise your hand if you know what we're talking about today.
Thank you.
start a work in me. You say me your word, you supply all my needs. So come on, Lord, be about me. Come on,
come on.
Be about me, Jesus.
Be about me, Jesus.
Come on,
come on.
Be about me, Jesus.
Be about me, Jesus.
Come on,
come on.
Be about me, Jesus.
Be about me, Jesus.
And tell me
listening to The Wave, WAVE. That's right. We're live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. You can catch The Wave 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Simply by going to our public figure page on Facebook, where over 99,000 listeners and viewers have access to tune in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. To join us on Facebook, simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook or join us on our website at NFIRadio.com. That's NFIRadio.com on our website. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world.
Let's have a little chuckle together. He'll heal your body when you get sick.
That's what he'll do.
Give you strength when you feel like quitting.
That's what he'll do.
Peace in the storm and a mender when you're torn.
That's what he'll do.
Whoa.
That's what he'll do for me.
And he'll do the same for you.
Oh,
he'll
to the saints who are so depressed. Don't give up. Jesus will help you. He won't leave you. He'll see you through. Oh, when you change, go no further.